Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Kash Patel is somebody who was, you were a Pentagon chief and you were widely complimented by you know, really advising Trump amid the quote-unquote intelligence community and helping him navigate through that and see through all that bureaucracy. Good morning. Thanks for being here.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So I know that I'll begin with, you know what, since you, I know you were on the tour, the bus tour through North Carolina. Did you want to talk about that a little bit as far as people recovering, what you're seeing on the ground?
Yeah, we're in the eastern part of the state this week and the western part of the state next week. That was the, you know, that was really ravaged by Helene. And then after that, we're coming up to Pennsylvania. So it's nice to see the state come together and so many people show up and respond to President Trump's message of putting America first and repairing our communities in need rather than shipping our money overseas for another man's war. I mean, it's a pretty powerful and simple message that's really resonating with folks down here. It's just sad that it took such a disastrous natural disaster to shine some light on it.
Yeah, it's so true. Take me through as far as, you know, your wheelhouse, and this is national security, thinking about, well, I'll take you to this, Israel. I know that you had a lot to say, and this was the week, this entire week, as we think about not just October 7th, but Israel. I know that President Biden just had that conversation with Netanyahu, was more interested in holding that news conference, not from the Oval Office, not talking about helping our great ally as far as Israel, but rather choosing to go from another backdrop so that he could talk about the campaign and blast Trump. And that was unfortunate. Somebody tried to talk to him about Netanyahu, and his comment was, we didn't talk about the storm. So take me through what you see 1 year later, this tragedy that's unfolding, this hot mess, if you will, in the Middle East, and what you see through obviously your skill set.
Yeah, look, Trump brought peace to the Middle East, literally and definitively. And President Trump and Kamala Harris have weaponized the national security apparatus, including the Defense Department and the intelligence communities, to politicize their campaign efforts. Remember, it's the Harris administration that walked them back into the Iran nuclear deal, which means Iran got a nuclear weapon. That's the title of the deal. It's the Harris administration that gave Iran $7 billion a year and a month ago. And what did Iran do, the largest state sponsor of terror? Launched a world war through their proxies and mercenary forces into Israel, our ally, who is still holding American citizens hostage, the Iranian mullahs and their mercenary forces, and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris can't get them back. And that's the reality. They're shipping our money overseas to manufacture world wars, and they are not taking care of our people devastated not only by Helene, but by Milton down in South Florida. We're just recovering from that. And that's the agenda they care about, is making Washington, D.C. happy at the expense of America and our allies.
And so, you know, when most of us look at, you know, these natural disasters happening in the southern states as well as Florida, the by the way, the severe solar storm, we're seeing that headed to Earth and stressing power grids. They're saying we're getting those alerts. So how does the fact that there is this focus and billions of dollars spent on other parts of the world that are a mess now, how does that impact, if you would, our national security?
Oh, monumentally. Digs us deeper into debt by shipping money overseas instead of reconstructing America and creating jobs here like President Trump will in the manufacturing sector. Instead of delivering food, water, aid, and shelter to the people in need here, just this week, Harris shipped $8 more billion to Ukraine. Included in that $8 billion to Ukraine was natural disaster relief funds for the Ukraine. I'm not making that up. She also shipped $150 billion to Lebanon. And then what do? They came out and promised, oh, maybe we'll give $750 to folks on the ground in America. If you took a fraction of those funds and sent it to North Carolina and Georgia and Tennessee and Florida, these communities could be up and running in no time. But you're taking our money, not theirs, our money, and shipping it overseas, just like they did when Zelensky came to Pennsylvania to sign American-made bombs. They care more about another man's war than they do about the folks in their own backyard.
You know, earlier this week, I think it was, and we had dug out some different audio of Reagan back in the, you know, 83-ish President Ronald Reagan talking about this technology that nobody knew what the heck he was talking about. And then playing Biden a couple years later, bashing Reagan for this magical type of idea that was crazy and ridiculous. And then it was from the Reagan Library, put out some things. And then you fast forward to the Iron Dome and Israel's ability, thanks to that type of technology. This is your wheelhouse, correct? Like, this is the kind of thing that you look to the future with and think about our national security.
Yeah, absolutely. And President Reagan was absolutely right looking to the future, as was President Trump when he prioritized our Department of Defense to go after our enemies, not just the terrorists in Iran, but across the world, the narco traffickers, and to secure the border. When it comes to prioritizing national security, President Trump made it no secret that he wanted to end the forever wars, and then he wanted our allies in Israel to be standing up on solid ground with solid defense and infrastructure. And President Trump brought those allies, like Israel, weaponry and machinery that they needed to defend themselves and, importantly, defend us, America. And that's the simple difference. You don't have to be a national security expert to see it. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden continue to light our money on fire in the Ukraine. They launched by funding Iran $7 billion. They allowed them to launch a world war into Israel. So President Trump's national security message was dominant and successful, and not to mention the fact that he brought home American hostages, which are still trapped in Iran's grasp.
You know, I look at your book titles, and it tells it all, but it leads me to a lot of questions. One of your books that I had read, you know, that was great about the plot against the king, but in the latest one, which, I mean, I love your books, but the latest one that I look forward to coming out is Government Gangsters, The Deep State, The Truth, The Battle for Our Democracy. So let's just, wave the magic wand, and to the delight of many listening right now here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, let's just say November 5th, yes, it's Donald J. Trump. He's the choice of the people. And the one and only Cash Patel. Now, you are advising number 47 on the deep state, the truth, the battle for democracy, and what you would do about those agencies like the FBI, like the CIA. So what's your advice to Trump president number 47 on this issue?
Well, we're going to work tirelessly to make sure that he is victorious on November 5th. That's the first and only mission right now. And Government Gangsters with President Trump turned into a bestseller, and he called it the roadmap for 2024. He did, and he said it was a blueprint to taking out the swamp. All my ideas are in there, from personnel and leadership positions and canceling contracts that are going to waste, but also doing things simply, like the 51 intel letter folks. We're going to take their security clearances and suspend them permanently. The 741 national security folks that are living off the defense industrial complex who signed a letter endorsing Kamala Harris for political reasons, we're going to take their security clearance. We're going to have a truth and transition committee where we are going to continuously put out documents from the government. That's my opinion, documents from the government to expose their corruption that they've withheld from the American public. I think Elon Musk has spoke to it with Donald Trump. And those are just some ideas. But more importantly, we're going to go to Washington, D.C. and gut the swamp that has built itself for the last 50, 60 years and defeat the uniparty that has been running that town and return Washington, D.C. to return to the American public.
And so, you know, can I ask you something? Because I was looking at somebody like Liz Cheney, who was considered a very conservative individual for a long time, and obviously, you know, famous father. And I was trying to figure out the Venn diagram, if you will, that she would share with Kamala Harris, which is zero, except for the fact that it's, to me, with somebody like Cheney and her last name, I thought, well, this is a person. There was something personal. And then when I look at, you know, somebody like you at your high level, where you're talking about that the highest levels of government, that they've been infiltrated by these, you know, what you call an anti-democratic, you know, deep state. So should I be looking, you know, and I haven't read this, your Government Gangsters book. I did read your others, but I will say this. Do you see more than I'm seeing? I'm just saying, oh, they have a personal thing. But is it more than that? Is it deeper than that?
Oh, yeah, and it's not a Republican or Democrat thing. There's a glossary of government gangsters in the back of the book in alphabetical order, just to name like 60. But it's a uniparty thing, and Cheney's a perfect example. Her father launched a war in Iraq that was based on a lie to fund his defense company, Halliburton. And they've been building that company billions and billions of dollars over, and now it's up to Cheney to run. And it's a great example. And again, you have folks like Bill Barr and Gina Haspel and Mark Esper. And you have things like the disinformation campaigns from January 6th insurrection, the 51 Intel letter, Russiagate. All of these folks have been revolving in and out of D.C., and some are back in power in the Biden administration at DOJ and FBI, and we've seen how they've become weaponized. The two-tier system of justice is their arm weapon of choice. And so it's not just shallow. It is deep and entrenched, and it must be wiped out. And that's why they fear Donald Trump. He started the job in his first term, and he's going to finish in his second term by exposing their corruption. And they are terrified of that.
Cash Patel. So government gangsters, I love the title of the book, and we appreciate you. Be safe as you're on the road now with former President Trump. Cash, thank you so much.
Thanks so much. We'll see you in Pennsylvania week after next.
Don Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.